The peace agreement in Colombia that brought an end to more than 50 years of war is now on the line. Yesterday, leaders from the FARC rebels put out a call to arms. And today, the Colombian government said it carried out a military operation in the south of the country that killed 9 dissident FARC rebel fighters. It was only 3 years ago that the FARC signed a peace deal with the government, but that agreement is under threat, along with the country's newfound stability. Maria Emma Wills Obregón is a professor at the University of Los Andes in Colombia. She's also a government researcher and has documented the history of the conflict. Maria Emma, you're in Colombia right now. What does this moment feel like? I mean, what are people in Colombia saying?
I think there's a great sense of grief from people who really believed in peace, in the peace process in Colombia. The situation is quite complex, and the process is facing threats, not only by the members of the guerrilla who said yesterday that they were going back to arms, but also from the government who hasn't been proactive in putting into life the accord that was signed in the last government.
I know you were one of the only women involved in this peace process between FARC and the Colombian government. Did you ever imagine that any FARC leaders were going to renege on this? I mean, did you even think this was possible?
First of all, let me clear my role in the peace negotiations. I was not part of the negotiation team. I was called upon because the FARC and the government decided to have a commission who had to write the history of the conflict in Colombia. So I came as an academic, not as a negotiator, into Havana. Many of the negotiators from the government knew that you always have in these peace agreements dissidents. You always calculate a number of people who go back into war. And according to the numbers and the percentages in Colombia, we are within the norm.
Well, I want to ask you, as somebody who followed the peace process closely, you as an academic conducted research for the process, where do you stand on this? I know there are very strong and really contrasting feelings in Colombia about how to deal with the FARC or former FARC members. I mean, President Iván Duque is a hardliner on this. So where do you stand on this?
First of all, I'm very critical of what Márquez did. I think he took the wrong decision at the wrong time. Peace building is very difficult. Peace processes always face challenges, always. So the decision of the FARC can't be backed up by the argument that the state didn't come up with the right solutions or wasn't involved enough in the peace process. We knew that it was going to be difficult. So I really think that the guerrillas, the commanders of the FARC, are going against many people who went to the streets to defend the accord and to defend peace.
Practically at this point, because of what happened yesterday and Iván Márquez, former FARC leader, renewing a call for arms, is Colombia now back in a state of war at this point?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think that the peace process, I do agree with the statement of the negotiation team from President Santos.
Juan Manuel Santos, the former president of Colombia.
What they said is the peace negotiation is a process that you can't go back to. We do have problems of violence in Colombia, but we're not back in square one. Arms and politics are a combination that do not resonate as it did resonate in the 60s or 70s in Colombia. It doesn't have the resonance that it had before. It doesn't have the legitimacy as it had before.
Maria Emma Wills Obregón is a professor at the University of Los Andes in Colombia. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.